Break his arm. There's no action here. What am I watching? Two fucking fags? Kill him! Kill a fucking Indian!
Yeah. 12 gauge autoloader.
That's Italian. You can go pump or auto.
The 45 long slide with laser sighting.
These are brand new. We just got them in. That's a good gun. You just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the bullet to go. You can't miss. Anything else?
Phased plasma rifle in the 40-watt range.
Hey, just what you see, pal.
The Uzi 9mm.
You know your weapons, buddy. Any one of these is ideal for home defense. So, which will it be?
All.
I may close early today. There's a 15-day wait on the handguns, but the rifles you can take right now. You can't do that.
Wrong.
Spell your eyes, they beckon me. Your lips, they speak lies and misery.
Morning, officers. What y'all, the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah, we're not gonna fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long. I'm sorry, I'm just fucking with you. That's funny to me, sorry.
Flight 209 into Denver Radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey. Right, Clarence?
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
All right, but just remember, my name is Roger Murdoch. I'm an airline pilot.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Thank you. a suitcase broken me in the ribs. There's an elbow in my ear. There's a smelly old bum standing next to me. He hasn't showered in a year. Well, I think I'm missing a contact lens. I think my wallet's gone. And I think this bus is stopping again. Let a couple more freaks get on. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus. Hey, 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 hey. The window doesn't open and the fan is broke and my face is turning blue. Yeah. I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. I should have got off a couple months ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're gonna pick up more, yeah. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
No, I might have broken my nose. It's no biggie. Come on, hop on. Baby, please, we gotta hit the fucking road. Get on. Oh, sorry. Come here. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You were gone so long, I started to think dreadful thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to worry. Everything's fine. How was your breakfast?
It was good.
Did you get the pancakes? The blueberry pancakes?
I didn't have blueberry pancakes. I had to get buttermilk. Are you sure you're okay?
Honey, since I left you, this has been without a doubt the single weirdest fucking day of my life. Come on, hop on. I'll tell you all about it. Come on, get on. Gotta go. Come on.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. Care if I live, and you do.
Sean?
That hurts. You're not having any fun, are you, Sean?
Great. So, how's school?
I'm out of school, Daddy.
Good. Good. How old are you?
Well, going by the number of birthday parties that you've thrown for me, I'm 3.
God, how the years go by.
You don't know much about me, do you?
Well, I do know that I carried you from the hospital the day you were born. I remember because I accidentally left you on the top of the car. I was about to drive away when I heard this sad little voice say, "Stop, you're forgetting me." So I got out, let your mother in, and there you were.
Oh, Daddy, I've never felt so close to you. So this week, let's make sure that we never see each other, okay?
I think that would bring us even closer together.
All right, I'll see you next week. Bye, Dad.
Whatever.
She was a princess, queen of the highway. Sign in the road said, "Take us to Madre." No one could save her, save the blind tiger. He was a monster, black dressed in leather. She was a princess, queen of the highway. Now they are wedded, she is a good girl, naked as children out in the meadow, naked as children, wild as can be.
Please, don't waste my time with that bullshit.
Where are you from, Stone?
From the south side.
Stone. George Stone. That's your name? What's your real name?
That is my real name.
Nah. What was it before you changed it?
Giuseppe Petri.
Jeez, I knew it. That's all you need, one thief and whop on the team.
What's that you say?
I said that you're a lying member of a no-good race.
It's much better than you stinking Irish pig.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
Chain. 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 Chain.
Too much fun.
You're having too much fun. You're having too much fun.
Why don't you go eat that outside and then come on back in? Hi.
Hello.
Not you. Hi.
Hi.
Leave the radio soft and low. It's your favorite midnight DJ. Wait a minute, don't touch the dial. Let me send you some sounds of love a little while. I'll play some music to set the mood for all you good time late night lovers. But I'll play for the lonely too. You and me, we don't have another thing to do. Love is on the air again tonight. I dedicate myself to all who love and the lonely. Love is on the air. Lay back and rest your head and spend some time with me till morning. But should you fall asleep instead, I'll gently wake you up at dawning with a song. Love is on the air again tonight. I dedicate myself to all who love and the lonely. Love is on the air. It's on the air. Hey, love is on the air. Listen, snuggle up to your radio. Take what we got for you and go. Go with the one you love. Love is on the air everywhere. Your midnight DJ saying, just stay right there. Don't touch that dial. Just lay with us for a while. We're gonna put some groove in your move, some soul in your step. Just stay right there, and we'll play until it's really hip. Love is on the air. It's everywhere. On the air.
Did something funny happen?
Yeah.
You'd never know it.
Out, gold leaf, phantom top, and three girls waiting.
think so. I'm coming back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm coming back to Cali. I'm coming back to Cali. Shaking them, baking them. Taking them to spots they never before hung. I'm in a place off sunset, it's a trip. Where the AC's cold, but the girl still strip. The wet skin, but this girl kept dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning. But I don't wanna pay. I'm coming back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm coming back to Cali, and I don't think so. I'm coming back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm coming back to Cali. Cali, rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm finished fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes. I got a surprise, and I ran away with a bottle of wine.
I'm coming back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm coming back to Cali.
I don't think so.
I'm coming back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm coming back to Cali.
Excuse me. I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the greatest manager in wrestling, Captain Lou, and another fellow that now is the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion.
Just a minute, Roddy, Roddy, Roddy. Let's look here. I'm looking at Roddy Piper, the greatest talk host and wrestler in the business today, the greatest in the world, and I'm looking at the Intercontinental Champion. Why don't we get together and bury the hatchet here? Why don't you two fellas forget the past? Why don't you look at one another and respect one? I wish that I could have managed you as a combined effort. Roddy Piper, often imitated but never duplicated, and the world champion, the Intercontinental champion, Greg the Hammer Valentine. I want that combination. Roddy, I want it. Roddy, yeah. Oh! I want it. Goodbye.
There you go.
Hey, you know something? When I look at these two champions, when I look at these champions, I stand in awe. I'm so elated. I feel so proud. I feel so fine to look at Roddy Piper, 6'3", 242 pounds of sweet poetry in motion, and Greg the Hammer Valentine, 6'1", 257 pounds, as a combined effort, continuity. I'd like to have you both.
Do you know, let me tell you something. That's what makes this man the captain, the greatest manager ever in wrestling, because he knows how to have people bury the hatchet. He knows how to get great talent together, and it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to be here with you, Valentine, because I know what a man you are. And it is great to be with you, Captain, because I know what a man you are. Yeah, we don't have to prove nothing else to nobody. Can I just kiss the belt one time? It's been a pleasure.
Nobody knows Roddy Piper better than Greg the Hammer Valentine. Love it.
I see three of them out there.
Get the one in the middle.